This is Andy Stuhl for the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive. The hour-long piece you're about to hear is called Voice Age. It was produced in 1990 by Julia Lochtev, who's gone on to become an internationally acclaimed filmmaker. At the turn of the 90s, though, Lochtev was a student at McGill University and the host of a radio show called Curiouser and Curiouser on campus community station CKUT. Lochtev's show gave her a platform to produce experimental audio productions that oscillated between documentary and scripted forms. For Voice Age, Lochtev took a tape recorder on visits to nursing homes around Montreal. She cut, spliced, and manipulated these tape segments, along with music and other samples, to shape a reflection on aging as a sonic process. Lochtev later wrote of the piece, "I was interested in memory, music, and how age wears on the voice."
Just beams the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, they can't take that away from me. We may never again on that bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
First memory of music in the old country, we didn't have it. I came from Poland. I came here in 1904. I was 8 years old.
And we lived in a small town that didn't have a church.
So there was no music at that time. We were students. We went to the Then I came here.
Every week we had a snowball.
And I came here.
And we went there.
I was 8 years.
And 20 people had to give up.
And then
we had to shop another life.
I came here in 1904.
Every week we
I was 8 years old. Understand? So there was no music at that time. At that time, we were students. We went to the Talmud Torah. Then I came here. When I came here, I was already 8 years. And then,
In my spare time,
we had to go to school. After school, we sold papers. At the age of 8, we had to work. There was no such a thing as music. You understand? That came afterward. I'll make it short. Then, when I got married in 19, August the 10th. My first memory of music in the old
country. You had two houses to go to, and I had two houses to go to, and my house to go to. And you had the government was entertaining, had to supply all the eats. And, my mother played the piano, and she played by ear. And she was a good singer. I come from Scotland, as you'll know from the accent. And we lived in a small town that didn't have a church. So we had what we called snowball parties. And the snowball parties, where they got the name, I don't know.
It wasn't the prosperity from the
every week we had a snowball.
Maybe now it's East overall, but this
we
time.
Well, 20
people as your mother,
there,
as your ancestor, they will tell you what it was. For who can father to take a teacher for music, but it wasn't teacher in all the places. You know? So this is. And I got myself some. You feel so? From this I learned myself everything.
I came here in 1904.
All music I like, any music.
I was 8 years old.
Like, music is my cigarette, my coffee, my
everything. There was no music at that time.
Because I don't smoke, I can't play that.
And the
music for me is life.
And I came here.
Part of this.
And I came here.
But if I should, I was born to be a musician.
Every week we had a
you know, but in our time, in old towns, the people are very, very poor. It wasn't the prosperity from it is now. Maybe now it is overall, but this time, ask your mother, as your ancestor, they will tell you what it was. For who can follow to take a teacher?
People coming in and sitting around and singing, you know. No liquor, no booze, no nothing like that. Just good fun, you know. My father had worked for Montreal 18 Power, you know. He had a good job, but not a spectacular job, you know. And the first thing, he wanted my mother to buy a fur coat. Everybody in church had a fur coat on, you know, all the women. And he was all the same. So finally he said, now you're going to go buy a fur coat, or I'm going to get stay off work and go with you. She said, oh, I'll go. So she went. He said, when is it coming? She said, the day after, tomorrow or something. Anyway, a piano came in. She didn't buy a fur coat, but she said, now don't you say a word. We'll get more out of that than I will ever get out of a fur coat. And she was right. She was right. Our living room was jammed all the time. People coming in and sitting around and singing, you know. No liquor, no booze, no nothing like that. Just good fun, you know.
The music, how it brings back songs and memories. And, I can remember the tunes of songs, but I can't remember the songs or sing them. You know, I don't remember the words of them.
Une femme, un mot d'amour, faisait battre mon cœur. Pour être aimé, j'aurais vendu mon âme, et de mon sang, j'espérais le bonheur. Je vous croyais, mesdames, toutes belles, je confondais l'automne et le printemps. Je vous croyais aussi toutes fidèles, que je voudrais avoir encore 20 ans. You know what this is? This means not I have. J'avais une. It became married, not matter. It's the same thing. I had 20 years. And every finish of when the song, when Sonky said, it was so beautiful that I wanted to have more 20 years. Because life was nice when he had 20 years, you know. But he is old. because and he sing this song only to the Thai woman, to the residence, you know, it's a very beautiful. Oh, this is I told you lots of things.
Ce soir, le vent qui frappe à ma porte me parle des amours mortes devant le feu qui s'éteint. Ce soir, c'est une chanson d'automne dans la maison qui frissonne et je pense aux jours lointains. Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse. Que reste-t-il des billets doux, des mois d'avril, des rendez-vous, un souvenir qui me poursuit sans cesse. Bonheur fané, cheveux au vent, baisers volés, rêves mouvants. Que reste-t-il de tout cela? Dites-le-moi. Village, un vieux clocher, un paysage si bien caché, et dans un nuage, le cher visage de mon passé. Les mots tendres qu'on murmure, les caresses les plus pures, les serments au fond des bois, les fleurs qu'on retrouve dans un livre, dont le parfum vous enivre, se sont envolés. Pourquoi? Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse. Que reste-t-il des billets doux, des mois d'avril, des rendez-vous? Un souvenir qui me poursuit sans cesse. Bonheur fané, cheveux au vent, baisers volés, rêves mouvants. Que reste-t-il de tout cela? Dites-le-moi. Un petit village, un vieux clocher, un paysage si bien caché, et dans un nuage, le cher visage de mon passé.
I sing, I have a very strong voice and I like music, but what kind of music I like? What kind of music I like? I know what I like. The happy one, how you call that? Very happy music. Not like rock and roll, but also not. But it's... I don't know. It went out of my head. Katie, one moment, please. What kind of music exists? The name of the music. Music, music. The name of music.
What kind of music is
it given? What kind of music? Ich will wissen, welche Musik sie gewählt. Ich weiß ja, was sie. Sie tun listige Musik, sie tun quietly Musik, sie tun heuche Musik. Ich habe vergessen, in meinem ganzen Russen. Ich
will
nicht gewählt. Ja? Ich will nicht gewählt. Ich will nicht gewählt. Soll ich nicht gewählt, oder was sie ist, aber ich weiß,
wegen
sie.
Ich will nicht gewählt.
Oh, nicht Kameim, das ist something, ja.
Du bist Kameim?
Ich bin Kameim. Ich gerade habe vergessen, sie geht mir nicht. Ich bin doch ja Kameim, ich sing doch. Oder sie kommen jetzt nicht raus für den Mord, aber lachen. I lost it.
Ah. Anne, excuse me for a moment. I would like to ask you names of music. Like, I am an alto. I am alone an alto. I am, names of music, very happy music, slow music, the names, I forgot, it went away. Das war der Sorgenmottel ein Familie, die bist noch ärger, die früher geworden, beglückt hat sie der Rebbe heit von mir, als die der Geist in seine Jörn. Nicht genieg, wo sie nicht lernen will. Tee sie noch dem Reben der Zernen. Der läuft er immer ganzen Tag in die Luft. Der Herr ist noch die Kinders lernen. Nicht der Mistate, wo sie der Rebbe sucht. Schlechter Mensch, nicht wo sie ans Gleichen. Verwusst erzählt er nicht, wie er mich schlug. Ich hab doch noch ein Blumenzeichen. Ich hab sich mit der Fremdling Grazwettel bläuß, weil er hat mir mein Chemischl zerrissen. Dafür hat mich der Rebbe genommen auf sein Scheuß, und mit der Kantschick umgeschmissen.
What I wrote, music for the piano. I have a lot of songs, very nice songs.
Yeah.
Classic.
You mean you know everything?
I started piano 6 years myself.
Oh, yes, huh?
But I can play. I look to the finger. I was looking to the finger.
Never
no, heard. You know, not this. You have, I play mandolin, I play violin, you know.
Yeah,
but the piano, what I play is nothing. But what is, I write for the piano, I compose music. You don't understand. I should show you in the next time to show what music I wrote for the piano.
Yes.
You should have knowledge what I know
sure.
with the writing, and you and I should know your technique with the finger.
That's
you
right.
see, understand?
Yes.
She played by the ear, very good.
I'll hold my hand, you know, my finger.
Yeah.
See, I hold your hand. Yeah, I like your hand.
Yeah.
You got a young hand here.
Yeah.
Look at the young hand.
I'm young, always young.
It's getting young.
Everything is young for me. You know?
You are my sunshine.
You make me happy. You never know, dear, how much I want you.
She used to practice by the hour, by the day. She went to McGill for exams for music. And everything worked out fine. We were a very happy family. And my mother had triplets and lost them. So I stayed the one and only child they had. It was a very, very happy household. A lot of fun. Lived in Côte Saint-Luc. Had a garden. And I helped with the lawn mowing. But it was all great. They were good days, happy days. I think I was very lucky. My father was an elder in the church, Montreal West Church. My mother was a school teacher, a Sunday school teacher. She was also a music teacher. And as a family, we were very happy. I have no complaints at all. It was good. It was a good family. We got along well together. We were happy. Lived in a house which my father bought, Côte Saint-Luc on Wolseley Avenue. He worked for the CPR. His office was in the Tower Building in Windsor Station. He was a clever little man. I say little man because we were just about the same size. And he had dumbbells. You know what I mean by dumbbells? Well, these were cast iron. They were that long with a knob at each end. Those are what they called dumbbells for exercising. And my father would exercise with these cast iron things. He had muscles here as hard as nails, and he wasn't a big man. I guess he was a little bit taller than I am, but we were a good family. There's not much history to my life, except that it was a good life. I had a wonderful childhood, my mother and father. My mother had triplets and lost them all, or I would have had fun with three more children in the house. I had one sister. There were 13 years between us. I was the elder of the two, so there wasn't much companionship there, as you can see. But as she got older, that companionship, you might say, thickened. It got better and better, just as it should be. But we could never be that thick of friendship because our ages were still there, the difference in our ages. So she had her friends and I had mine, which was logical. but we got along well as far as the house was concerned, you know. And so that was that. My dad worked for the CPR all his years of life. He was a fine man and a clever man. And my mother was a fine woman. She taught music. And we got along well together. My mother was she wasn't a trained nurse, but I think you could have called her a trained nurse. Because whenever I was sick, and growing up, I had a few illnesses, such as diphtheria, scarlet fever, measles, whooping cough, chicken pox. I had the works. The people who wanted them threw them away in my direction. Anyway, I pulled through them all. And mumps, mumps, they're the devil. You know, their jaws are really like this. You can hardly swallow. But I got through them all. My dad would come up and read stories to me at night before I fell asleep. My dad was a very clever man. He worked for the CPR. And his office was in the Tower Building in Windsor Station. He was a clever man. He did a lot of traveling with the CPR. Mother, well, she had taken music lessons. So then she went to McGill for examinations. And she was able to teach music.
The Englishmen, they own St. George's Street. The French, they have St. David's Lane. Now the Jews are very fond of Craig Street. Every nation owns the name. The Welsh, they live on Argyle Avenue. And the Bronx, they stay in Cote St. Paul's. But the Irish you can't beat, for they own St. Patrick's Street. Every nation has a street in Montreal.
Prede do domu, do domu, prede. Prede do domu, zinku bie. O niebi mnie mużu nie karaj. Niebi mnie mużu nie karaj. Лешу ті діти, діти ти лешу, а сама піду в чужий край. Лешу ті діти, діти ти лешу, а сама піду за Дунай. А як на лодку сідала, а як на лодку сідала, хусеньку білу, білу хусеньку, Хустеньку білу махала, хустеньку білу, білу хустеньку, білу хустеньку махала.
I resist myself, I have a lot of resist. And I have my sister, she has a daughter, my niece. I will think what I make for her. She was last year, she had 1 year. Mm-hmm. And she called me to the building. And my sister told me that her name is Lorraine Alexandre. Lorraine Alexandre. She gave a name, Alexandre. I don't accept that. Well, okay, that's what they wanted. And she told me she has 2 teeth. And she went to the table to eat, and she put many food in the mouth. And one moment she stopped and said, so, goodness. So she took out the food. So I make a song for her. I will sing it to you.
Loren Alexandra. Loren, Loren. No. Loren, Loren. Morgen. Loren, Loren. Quelque chose comme ça. You know what this means? Mm-hmm. In English. Loren, Loren. Quelque chose comme ça. Loren, Loren, Alexandra. Loren, Loren, you steal my heart. Come to me, darling, let's make a start. Loren, Loren, you have to eat. Thanks God, déjà, you know to eat. Don't put too much food in your mouth. You will make boo-boo and you petit rot. Loren, Loren, quelque chose comme ça. Loren, Loren, Alexandra. Happy birthday for you. Happy birthday for you first year. I wish you happiness for further year.
Because you're young, the whole world's watching. The whole world's watching everything you do. Because you're young, the whole world's waiting, anticipating wondrous things from you. Because you're young, you may do foolish things. Go on and have your flings, they'll understand. And yet they say, don't go too far astray. The future of world is in your hands. And so, because you're young, the whole world's praying, the whole world's praying that you find the way. Because you're young.
My grandmother said that now this is going back, over 100 years, it could go to when she was in high school, she could go to the public park. And at that time in Scotland, I don't know about here, but that every park, every Sunday had one park in every town would have a band concert. Well, it was a town that supported the band. You can't talk and lying flat like this, you can't follow your voice. Anyway, she could go and she could take a book and pencil and write down the notes that the band was playing while she was sitting there. And she'd take it to school on Monday morning and the music teacher would know who she was talking that tune and she'd be there for her. I like something with a zip to it. I don't like this, the very, 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 well, slow motion stuff. I like waltzing, but I don't like the music that is highfalutin. I like something like, I don't like rock and roll, but I like jazz.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Many, many years ago when I was 23.
Commence à descendre, me prenez la main. Et laisse-toi aller par en arrière. Deux. Continue, descend plus profondément. Trois. Descend encore. Quatre. Laisse-toi aller par en arrière comme si tu voyais dans le temps. Tu continues de descendre. Cinq. Descends toujours. Six. De mieux en mieux. Sept. Tu retournes en arrière et tu t'abandonnes. 8, 9, 10. À quel siècle te trouves-tu?
Septième siècle.
Décris-moi ton habillement. Qu'est-ce que tu portes aujourd'hui pendant que tu entends les trompettes?
Une robe blanche, brodée d'or, des broderies de fleurs en fil d'or, avec des manches en mousseline, genre de mousseline. J'ai les cheveux plats. J'ai pas de coiffure. Sur mes épaules.
Les cheveux sont là.
Oui.
Quelle couleur?
Brun châtain. Raides. Ils sont très raides. J'en ai pour les peines.
Elle est pas de ton nom encore.
Emmanuela.
Est-ce que tu es seule?
Non, c'est plein de gens.
Est-ce que tu es accompagnée de quelqu'un?
Oui. Un gars. Assez grand.
Est-ce que vous avez été à un banquet dans la cité? Que vous avez fêté la venue du roi?
Je viens de voir passer le carrosse sur moi.
Est-ce que tu trouves beau?
Oui.
Commence à descendre la première marche et laisse-toi aller par en arrière. Deux. Continue, descends plus profondément. Trois. Descends encore. Quatre. Laisse-toi aller par en arrière comme si tu voyais dans le temps. Continue de descendre. 5. Descend toujours. 6. De mieux en mieux. 7. Retourne en arrière et tu t'abandonnes. 8. 9. 10.
Ah! Anyone I've ever known. Oh, I should laugh at you, should I, but I can't help it. You were so awkward that I almost laughed in your face at first, and then it made me quite sick to think that anyone could be stupid enough to be taken in by a lot of old tricks. I thought you might at least be amusing, but you turned out to be dull and stupid and so afraid. Well, you needn't be. I won't hurt your Sunday school romance or your oh-so-nice career. Hurt me? Get out of here before you give me hysterics!
You remember what year you made that picture? I made a picture that year, too. We never even released it in the United States. They didn't want to show my film. They were too busy giving a big build-up to that crap you were turning out.
I wonder what my voice would sound like on that. Rather horrific.
She had a wonderful voice. She sang. We used to go to the parties, and she used to be singing everything. And I used to buy her the best music. I used to buy it from St. Catherine and St. Lawrence. Used to be a music store. The latest music came out, I used to buy it for her. She used to spare time, practice, sing. She loved it.
I can't believe that you're not here with me to have a laugh or share a tear with me. It's all so wrong. It can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night.
The song that strikes me now is something that I carried for many years in my mind. Now, since my wife passed away about a year ago or so, I'd like to think of the song that made us happy for years. And that song is The Anniversary Waltz. Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, but a word wasn't said. The night was in bloom. There were stars in the sky, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Darling, you held me so close in your arms. Everyone, angels, were singing the hymns of your charms. I'm wondering, how I loved you so. That is all I remember from the song. So you'll have to excuse me now before I break down.
Never to see your funny face again. Never to thrill to your embrace again. Oh, it's so wrong. It can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. those midnight suppers for two, our crazy duets at dawn, those crazy moments with you, don't tell me they are gone. Never to fill your glass with wine again, never to feel your lips on mine again. Oh no, 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 it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. It must have been something I dreamed last night.
In June I'll be 72. In my 72nd year. I'm not sure really that's my age or not, but if I'm not 72, I must be going to be 82. But it's with all these other days that have slipped in that nobody seems to... Everybody at my age seems to be sticking us to what age they really are. Some people are 90 odds. I mean, that's a shock to wake up. When the one time you're 17, you wake up the next morning and you're 90-something, that's a bit of shock, you know. You're not expecting it. I never thought you'd ever live to be 60 when I'm 90. Lose the 2 days. I never seem to know when to go back on them. The 1 week or the 1 month or something, it's on a Monday and the next time it's on a Wednesday. I know that much. When I think it's coming up for Saturday, it's only Wednesday, so there you go again.
To be an old lady. Not gay, I'm already there. Never mind. One day I'll grow up.
Noi siamo in tre, uno, due e tre, Paperone, Paperino, Paperello e Papistrello. Siamo tutti quanti e siamo andati al villaggio del re. Sono finiti i canti di Rosaria, sono Rosaria e Arnacci.
Jak je to krasota, toto.
Rosa bella mi Rosa bella mi
I toto budete mati dos. Dos.
Rosa cinta bella sa, che pokare si to
bella. A de druhe, mo tak rublam. Tak, 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 tak.
Your reservations made, but you just can't get away. Next year for sure you'll see the world, you'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Your heart of hearts, your dream of dreams, your ravishing brunette, she's left you and she's now become somebody else's pet. Lay down that gun, don't try, my friend, to reach the great beyond. You'll have more fun by reaching for a redhead or a blonde.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
You never go to nightclubs and you just don't care to dance. You don't have time for silly things like moonlight and romance. You only think of dollar bills tied neatly in a stack. But when you kiss a dollar bill, it doesn't kiss you back.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
That was Voice Age, a 1990 composition by Julia Lochtev for her show Curiouser and Curious Ear at CKUT Montreal. You can learn more about this work in Wave Farm's Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.